Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. I want to talk with you about something that might be weighing on your heart right now. Maybe you've noticed your child acting differently lately, perhaps seeming younger than they did just weeks ago, and you're wondering what's happening. You're not alone in this, and I want you to know that what you're experiencing is more common than you might think. The Magic Book and I have been learning so much about how children grow and develop, and here's something beautiful I want to share with you. When your 5 or 6 year old suddenly seems to lose skills they had mastered, when they start acting like a much younger child, it doesn't always mean something is wrong. Sometimes, it means something is happening beneath the surface that we can't quite see yet. Let me tell you what the research shows us. Developmental changes in young children can look many different ways. Sometimes a child who is dressing themselves independently might suddenly need help again. Sometimes a child who is speaking in full sentences might start using simpler words. Sometimes a child who seemed so confident might suddenly become clingy or need more reassurance. And when we see these changes, our first instinct as parents is often worry. We think, what did I do wrong? Is my child okay? Should I be concerned? Here's what I want you to understand, and this comes from experts who have studied child development for decades. When children go through periods of growth or stress or big life changes, they sometimes need to step backward before they can move forward again. Think of it like this. Imagine you're climbing a mountain and you reach a particularly steep section. Sometimes you need to take a step back, find better footing, and gather your strength before you can continue climbing. Children do this too, but with their emotional and developmental growth. Associate Professor Natalie Silov, a developmental pediatrician who has worked with thousands of families, reminds us that it's important to trust our instincts. If you notice changes in your child, it's always okay to reach out to your child's doctor or healthcare provider. They can help you understand whether what you're seeing is a normal developmental variation or something that needs additional support. But here's what the research also tells us, and this is so important. Many times, when children seem to regress, what they're really doing is asking for more emotional connection. They're saying, in the only way they know how, I need you right now. I need to feel safe. I need to know you're here for me. And that's not a problem to fix, my friend. That's a call for connection to answer. Studies on attachment and emotional development show us something beautiful. Children who have secure, responsive relationships with their parents navigate developmental challenges more successfully. When children feel emotionally safe and supported, they develop stronger regulation skills and resilience. So when your child seems to need you more, when they're acting younger, when they're seeking that extra comfort, responding with patience and warmth isn't spoiling them. It's building their foundation for lifelong emotional health. Now, let me share some gentle ways you can support your child through this time. First, increase your connection moments. This might mean an extra 5 minutes of cuddle time in the morning, or sitting with them while they play instead of multitasking nearby. It might mean really listening when they talk, getting down to their eye level, showing them with your full attention that they matter to you. Second, validate their feelings without judgment. If your child is struggling with something that used to be easy, instead of saying, "You used to be able to do this," try saying, "This feels hard right now, doesn't it? I'm here to help you." That simple shift from expectation to support can make all the difference. Third, maintain your routines while being flexible with your expectations. Children thrive on predictability, but they also need grace when they're going through something difficult. Keep bedtime routines, mealtimes, and other anchors in place, but be willing to offer more support within those routines if your child needs it. And here's something the Magic Book taught me that I think you'll find helpful. Stories can be such a gentle way to help children process what they're feeling. We have a story called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly, where Theo and Miles discover that everyone, even adults, has invisible worries and struggles. The story teaches that when we're going through something difficult, what we need most is compassion and understanding, not judgment. After reading this story with your child, you might find it opens up conversations about feelings and struggles in a way that feels safe and manageable. You can talk about how everyone sometimes needs extra care and understanding, creating space for your child to express when they're feeling overwhelmed or need more connection. The beautiful thing about this story is that it normalizes the experience of needing support. It shows children that struggling doesn't mean something is wrong with them. It means they're human, they're growing, and they're worthy of kindness and patience. Now, I want to be clear about something important. While many developmental changes are normal and temporary, there are times when it's important to seek professional guidance. If your child has lost skills and isn't regaining them, if the changes are significant and persistent, if you're seeing other concerning signs, please reach out to your child's healthcare provider. Early identification and support can make a tremendous difference, and there's no shame in asking for help. In fact, seeking support when you need it is one of the most loving things you can do for your child. But for many families, what looks like regression is actually a temporary need for more emotional security during a period of growth or change. Maybe your child started a new school. Maybe there's been a change in your family. Maybe they're processing something you don't even know about yet. Children are so sensitive to the world around them, and sometimes they need to retreat to a place that feels safer before they can venture forward again. Here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child isn't broken. You haven't failed as a parent. What you're seeing is likely your child's way of communicating a need, and you have everything you need to respond with love and wisdom. Trust yourself. Trust your child. Trust the process of growth, which is rarely a straight line upward, but more often a dance of forward and backward, up and down, always moving toward greater capability and confidence. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. We believe in the power of connection, patience, and love to help children through every challenge they face. You're doing beautifully, even when it doesn't feel that way. Especially when it doesn't feel that way. If you'd like more support, you can find The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly and many other stories in the Book of Inara app. Each story is designed to help children navigate the big feelings and challenges of growing up, and to help you connect with your child in meaningful ways. Thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's well-being. And thank you for trusting me to walk alongside you on this journey. With love and starlight, Inara.